AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice presidential nominee Tim Walz and former President Bill Clinton headlined the third evening of the Democratic National Convention, but Sagar Magani reports.
As he prepares to introduce himself to a national audience tonight, Walz continues facing questions about his military record.
He needs to come clean.
Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz, a former Green Beret, notes the Harris campaign has referred to Walz as a retired command sergeant major, among the top enlisted ranks. Walz did achieve the rank, but it was reduced after he retired following 24 years in the Army National Guard. He left for a congressional run months before his unit was ordered to Iraq. There is no evidence Walz timed his departure to avoid deployment and amid attacks on his record last week.
I am damn proud of my service to this country.
Walz says he should be.
Why do you have to lie about it and why do you have to exaggerate it?
Walz and other military veterans in the House have signed a letter denouncing Walz's service. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump campaigned in North Carolina.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots. He was taking shots at your president. And so was Michelle. You know, they always say, sure, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
Gaza ceasefire talks are to resume in Cairo tomorrow, but key mediator Egypt is expressing skepticism about the proposal meant to bridge differences between Israel and Hamas. Meantime, Israeli tank and drone strikes have killed at least 17 people in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza and Khan Yunis in the south. And Lebanon's Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets, hitting homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. This is AP News. Florida's quietly removed LGBTQ plus travel information from its tourism website.
On the Visit Florida website, there was an LGBTQ travel section. It is no longer there. It's not known when it was removed. Businesses that cater to the LGBTQ plus tourist say it's the latest attempt by the state to erase the community. Governor Ron DeSantis previously championed a bill to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity and supported a ban on gender-affirming care for minors, as well as a law meant to keep children out of drag shows. Officials at Visit Florida have not responded. The LGBTQ plus section on Visit Florida's website had read, "There's a sense of freedom to Florida's beaches. The warm weather and the myriad activities, a draw for people of all orientations, but especially appealing to a gay community looking for a sense of belonging and acceptance." I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.